gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Only one wall and the kitchen ceiling left to paint, Jeff.
Right on.
Doesn't it look fabulous? Oh, Jeff, what are you doing now?
Gotta refresh the spirit, strengthen the biceps.
Oh, come on, let's finish the job.
We're going to, Jungle Flower. Old Tarzan always finishes what he starts.
It's after 1 a.m.
Shank of the night. Here, I found 2 paper cups. Sit down beside me on the verdant bank.
Oh, you've got half that bottle gone.
Unhappily, yes. But wine is like love. It must be shared.
Well, I'll finish the walls.
You are a hell driver. Kate, my jungle flower, have I done good tonight?
Beautiful.
Did I patch the hole in the kitchen floor?
Yes.
And stop the drip in the pipe?
Yes.
And painted the ceilings and washed the windowsills?
You've been wonderful. Even without Trudy, we've nearly finished.
Then haste thee, nymph. Take 5 with me. The grape awaits. Come on, sit down here on the floor.
5 minutes.
Scout's honor.
Okay.
Do you like your wine warm or warmer?
Oh, that's plenty.
Now, drink fast. These cups bottom out. Oh, crackers, mine split. I'll have to drink from the bottle. Say, Kate, how old are you?
27.
27, huh? I had a nice little girl once, 18. She loved me to distraction. Scared me to death. But 27. The ripeness of womanhood. I drink to 27. Talk to me, Kate.
Hello?
That you, Trudy?
Yes.
Tony Cushing, you remember me?
Oh, sure. Hi, Tony.
Trudy, is Kate there with you?
Kate? Oh, golly, Tony, am I sorry about that. I just got home from the office. The boss had a big emergency job, and one of the stenographers was out sick, and... No, Kate isn't here. Have you tried the studio club?
Several times. She hasn't come in yet.
Oh, it's nearly 2. She should be home. Tony, I know where she is.
Yeah, so do I. Painting some crummy apartment.
Oh, if I'd only helped her like I said, she'd be finished by now. I'll go right over there.
Don't worry about it. I'm going, Trudy.
Well, I'm sure she's all right, Tony.
All right. I'm on my way.
I'll meet you there. Bye now. Oh, wow. He is annoyed.
Waking up the whole house, mister?
Sorry.
The party in there is over.
You've got to be kidding.
I live next door, and I've been kept awake all night by those hippies. Well, didn't think a guy like you would show up.
I must have the wrong apartment.
Which one do you want?
3D.
You got it.
A lady was coming in to fix up the place.
Like painting?
Yes, like painting.
Some painting. You got the right place, all right, but like I say, the party's over. The bum.
Now, wait a minute. There's a mistake. The lady is...
Oh, sure. From the real estate office yet. The guy had a bottle big as a bucket.
The guy?
I'm no kid, mister, but if they finished it off, come on into my place. You look like a real classy gent.
Yeah, thanks. I'll have to break the lock, I guess.
Lock's busted. It'll open.
Oh. Kate?
Oh, crackers. Wake a guy up. No, it isn't old Pinstripes.
Where's Kate?
Kate? Hey, Kate.
She came in with that hippie, all right.
Jeff, isn't it?
The same.
Where is she?
Hey, wait a minute. Let me get my head on straight. Oh, if there's one thing I hate, it's cheap wine. Oh, you. Hey, get Queen Mab out of here, old Pinstripes. Maybe I can think.
I'll give you 20 seconds. Where's Kate?
Well, I don't see her around. In the ripeness of womanhood, she fled.
Are you going to let him talk like that in front of me?
Madam, will you leave, please?
You bet. But you haven't seen the end of me.
It'd take a wide screen.
I want to know where Kate is.
Donna Mobley. That means women are fickle.
How long ago did she leave?
Time is too swift for those who sleep.
Look, kid, I'm getting sick of your talk.
And I'm getting sick of your tone, Mr. Cushing. Wait till I get up.
You may not stay up long.
Ah, the bully type, huh?
No, damn it, I'm not. But my girl's been here
tonight.
Your
girl? No, I don't think so, mister. Look, I don't like your type. And I don't think she does. She's a real woman, and I'll defend her.
Oh, for God's sake.
You just watch it,
you
mister.
You watch it, son.
Hey! Why, you...
Tony!
Kate's not here, Trudy.
Jeff! What are you doing in that paint?
Just wait till I get my guitar out of the way. Old Pinstripes wants trouble. He'll get it.
Jeff, you idiot! Jeff!
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalmax sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalmax is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalmax go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalmax, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
What'll it be, girlie?
Do you have a telephone?
Sure. Right over there on the wall.
Oh, do you have one in a phone booth?
Anything you say in this bar is everybody's business.
Could you give me some change, please?
There you are, girlie. 4 dimes, 2 nickels.
Okay, thank you.
You get stood up, sweetheart?
You in any trouble, girlie?
No. I just didn't get my number.
Can I buy you a beer, sweetheart?
You need the police?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I was just calling a friend.
You better get on home. This is no neighborhood for you at this hour.
Thanks, but I just came from an apartment down the block.
Okay. See you again.
Tony!
Thank God, Kate.
What in the world are you doing
we'll
here?
We'll skip the questions. I've just come from the apartment.
Oh.
Where I met your boyfriend.
Tony, that's Jeff. He came down to help me.
I know who he is.
And he did a super job.
That's why you went out to telephone for help.
Oh, no, he got sleepy. I went out to call Trudy in case
he passed out, huh? Kate, I also met the woman who lives next door. She told me the party was over.
Party? Oh, you don't believe her, Tony.
Let's go, Kate. I'm taking you home.
But you don't believe her, do you? I mean, that's wild. She made a fuss the moment we walked in.
Sure, with that wine bottle.
Tony, you're wrong. I can't walk out on Jeff.
Well, you're going to.
He did a fine, decent thing tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see how the apartment looks?
I was too busy. Come on, let's go.
Tony, this isn't right.
Look, Kate, I've been calling you tonight since 11 o'clock. At 1, you still hadn't come in. I called Trudy. We both came on over.
Trudy's there now?
She was when I left. Now, come on. Maybe we can get a cab at the corner.
She's with Jeff?
I hope she's holding his head under cold water.
Tony, what happened?
I'll tell you what's happened. You wanted to be free to make your own mistakes, whatever that means. Okay. This time, you've made a beaut.
Well, I got the walls painted.
Oh, you sure did. You got the walls painted. Now, do you want to go back and worry about that hippie boyfriend? Or will you do as I say before this whole thing gets out?
Gets out?
To the newspapers, Kate. The headlines about that girl from the Ross Agency.
Oh.
Come on, will you, Kate?
Tony.
What?
Your cheek is bruised.
Oh.
It's been bleeding.
To you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Authors Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Authors Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Greetings, dear listeners, from the author of Vanity Fair. Pray forgive me if I boast a little. Word has reached me that 23 copies of this novel were yesterday sold at the Red Falcon bookshop alone. As I like to fancy that some of my listeners, eager to learn the fate of our heroine, Miss Becky Sharp, have hastened forth and bought 4, 2, and 6, a handsomely bound Vanity Fair. For those of you less impatient and still with me here, we shall now push with all vigor forward. It would appear that Captain Rawdon Crawley paid little mind to George Osborne's rancorous vilification of the little governess Rawdon soon will meet upon his arrival at Queen's Crawley. But he rides alone this early morning, his horse at canter, and his thoughts canter as follows.
Devilish long journey, this. Fine day all the same. Leaves turning red, yellow, damp. How long will I have to stay at Queen's Crawley? My father don't fancy me about the place any more than it suits his son. But can't displease Aunt Matilda. Gad, hope she lets me off soon. Who's to talk with, or... Wait a bit. That new governess. Pretty, George Osborne said. Good company, he said. Aha, I'll turn her to good account. That's not all, Osborne said. A baggage, he called her. Fortune hunter. Well, not to worry. She'll not set her sights on a penniless captain. Unless she knows Auntie means to leave me all her... Ah, I'd like to see the girl that can do me. Not even Miss What's-Her-Name. What is her name? Rebecca. Rebecca Sharp.
Rebecca! Rebecca Sharp!
Yes, Saffet?
Why be you up with the sun?
Good morning, Saffet. I woke early, is all.
Out in the gardens? What for, miss?
Why does one ever go to the gardens? For flowers. I had a fancy to wear one in my hair.
Not many left.
I need only one. Do you like it in my hair?
Bless my soul, Miss Blicky. I've not seen you look prettier, and that's saying a good deal.
Thank you, Sir Fit. Now I'll all the more enjoy my walk.
Walk? You never take walks.
I don't never do many things, but one begins when the need begins. I need to walk.
Where be you bound?
Oh, not anywhere, only wandering. The morning so clear, the dew still on the ground.
By Jove, I'll come along, I will.
Oh, how kind of you to offer. Another time. Today, I'll need to be alone for thinking.
Thinking? What's the good of that? More trouble than it... But do you hear horses' hooves?
No. Do you?
No, reckon not.
Well, surely you don't expect anyone so early.
Don't I? Rawdon.
How could he? All the way from London? I thought he'd come at sunset, not sunrise.
Sleeps at the White Swan, halfway here. Likes to ride morning.
Oh.
A word of advice, miss. Don't you be took in by me, son. A rascal. A scoundrel, that's what he is.
So you've told me more than once, and I shall certainly heed your advice, but heed mine. Both of us must treat the scoundrel well, or your sister, need I finish, Sir Pitt?
Matilda, fair dotes upon him.
And we'll leave him all her fortune if you cross her. Not a farthing for you. You've said that as well. So I shall force myself to be agreeable to him for your sake.
You're a good girl and pretty as the morning.
And the morning will be noon if I don't take my walk.
You're certain I'm not to come along?
Another time.
You'll be back for breakfast, miss.
Oh, yes. Not, sir, if your scoundrel of a son has not yet come riding and met Rebecca Shaw.
That statement offers charming food for contemplation. Our Becky has known all the while 'tis the captain's habit to arrive with the sun, a fact learned, no doubt, from Miss Crawley. Thus, the pretty dress. Thus, the flowers in the hair. Oh, Becky. Down the mile-long, tree-lined avenue of the Baronet's Park idles Miss Rebecca Sharp, her face as bright as the day, a confetti of freckles powdering it tenderly, whilst the glimmer of her flaxen hair outshines the sun. She listens for the sound of hooves. She must hear them before the rider comes into view, before the rider sees the walker. As Becky walks, she thinks. Did she not tell Sir Pitt she had need of thinking?
Beautiful, all for me. It might have rained, it didn't. I might not have waked in time, I did. Sir Pitt might have ordered me to the manor, he didn't. Oh, beautiful world, all for me. Oh, no, not for me. An enemy world I must make my way in as best I can. Other girls, well-born, well-dowered, need not walk a morning road to meet a stranger, nor ever... Oh, look. The morning star to wish on. I wish that Captain Crawley would... His horse! Oh, fall, Becky, quickly. Now, arrange dress prettily. So, and now head down on arms. Oh, Lord, what if he rides straight past?
Whoa there! Whoa! Miss, I say.
Oh, sir!
You're hurt, miss?
A root reached up and pulled me down. My ankle.
Tripped, did you? Stay where you are. Stand.
Oh, I do hope I can stand.
Let's have a look, miss.
At my ankle? Oh, sir.
Dad, no. Look to see if you can stand on that foot. You don't mind if I...
Help me up. I'd be most beholden, sir.
Take care. There, now.
Oh, it bears my weight. I did so fear a sprain.
It hurts, does it?
I'll just sit a bit and then go back to the room. Sir? Oh, the pain was so I didn't notice before. Oh, my, you must be Captain Crawley.
And you're Rebecca Sharp.
You know my name?
George Osborne told me of the new governess, and by Jove, here you are.
George, I dare say poor George told you dreadful things about Rebecca. Tis said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, but I can attest, hell hath no fury like a lieutenant scorned.
Might have guessed, George. Cad, liar.
I do detest liars, don't you, Captain?
Miss Rebecca, don't stand alone. Pray lean upon me.
No. I'll just sit down and soon be quite all right. You ride on.
No, won't hear of it. You'll ride with me, Miss Sharp.
With you, sir?
Quite.
Your mount will take a double?
No, we can't ride tandem. Have to, with your permission, hold you in my arms.
Soft as a Persian kitten, Miss Slyboot Sharp nestles in the stranger's arms. I would we had more time for this. Tomorrow, dear listeners, there shall be more. You have the promise of your devoted servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. Dramatized by Nancy Moore. Becky Sharp is portrayed by Dolores Sutton. Rawdon Crawley by Charles Kimbrell. Giles by Bryna Rayburn. And your host for Author Studio is Earl Hammond as William Makepeace Thackeray. This program is produced and directed by Frank Papp and brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. Ralph Camargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by the O-Cedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an O-Cedar Angler Broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. O-Cedar Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
O-Cedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. O-Cedar makes your life easier.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
Hello, I'm home. Peg?
Yes, I'm right here. Why do you always yell at me when you come home?
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling for you.
Well, I'm right here, dear. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just like to hear you say, yes, I'm right here.
I see. Well, I'm right here. And I have a surprise for you.
Ah, I have a surprise for you, too.
You tell me first.
No, you tell me.
Does it take long to tell yours?
No, not to tell it, but we might spend quite a while discussing it.
Well, then I'll tell mine first. I really blew my grocery budget today and bought some veal. Veal parmigiana, clams, postolipo, Italian bread, mixed green salad, and spinach florentine.
Wow, what's the occasion, huh?
I got hungry for it. Now, what's your surprise?
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
Probably what you should have planned for dinner were tortillas, tacos, tequila, and...
Mexican. I can't take that hot, spicy food.
Maybe you better learn to like some of it anyway.
Why? Why? Come on. Tell me.
There's a business convention in Mexico City.
Oh!
Now, wait, really? Don't get all excited. Wait until I finish.
Mexico City?
Nothing is definite yet.
I know.
No, you don't know. Oh. I always hate to tell you anything until it is definite because you always get so excited and you never wait to hear all the details.
All right. I'm not excited. Mexico City. Ooh.
No, it hasn't been settled yet whether I'm even going. But if I go, would you like to go with me? Well, you're not even listening. You're already mentally going over your wardrobe.
Yes, I was. Oh, you know me so well, honey. I've always wanted to go to Mexico.
I know, and I thought this would be a good chance. My expenses will be paid by the company, and while we have to pay for your trip, it wouldn't be that much more for a double room, you know?
Yes.
Now, calm down, will you, please? It isn't even until the end of January.
Well, that's even better. I mean, that's good, you know, because then we'll have Christmas behind us. We won't have all that commotion, the pine needles. I'll have plenty of time to plan the trip.
I figured that with 3 months' notice, you ought to be able to get ready.
Yes. Oh, it really sounds just perfect. Just perfect.
I even thought I'd take a week off. I mean, a week of my vacation, and we stay over a little longer. Go to Acapulco.
Yucatan. I'd love to go to Yucatan and see Chichen Itza, however you pronounce it. Pyramids and the temple.
Yeah,
there,
there's
plenty
of time to plan all that. Now, do you think you can make it?
Why can't I?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever I suggest going somewhere, you find a dozen reasons why it's impossible.
Not this time. Can we say definitely it's settled that we're going?
You bet.
Oh, great. Well, you're home early. Can I just dash over to Evie? She's having a friends of the library meeting I should have gone to but didn't. I want to spring my good news. All right?
Sure.
Mexico. Wait till I tell the girls I'm going to Mexico. Yes, isn't it, Evie? I'm just so thrilled.
Oh, hi, Anne.
You're going to Mexico? All I can say is good luck.
What do you mean, Anne?
I was sick as a dog the whole week I was in Mexico.
Oh, Anne. My sister's been to Mexico a dozen times, and she just loves it. She's never been sick, never.
Ralph and I went with two other couples, and we were sick as dogs the whole time. I couldn't wait to get
home. What are you going to do about the house while you're gone?
Yeah.
The house, Elaine?
Well, you aren't going to leave Debbie alone in the house.
Oh, well, no. I mean, we haven't planned. I haven't thought. You know, maybe that Mrs. Dawkins.
Oh, no. She won't go anywhere anymore. Not since she stayed at the Hutchinsons and somebody tried to break in.
Well, maybe Peg could call some agency. Maybe they have people who do that sort of thing.
An agency?
Yeah.
Do you know what you'd have to pay? Lois Palin had to pay something like $200, and they didn't even know the woman, who looked very peculiar, they said. And they just worried themselves sick all the time they were gone.
Well, maybe Peg could get Debbie to stay with one of her girlfriends and then just lock up the house.
Well, now, if you do that, Peg, make sure you get some good locks on the doors and tell the police so they can keep an eye on the place. You remember my friends, the Healy's? Well, a moving van moved right up to the door, moved every stick of furniture out of the place. And they were only gone 3 days.
Oh,
now, you get some good locks on your door, do you hear?
Well, I don't think that matters. Fred says if a burglar wants to get in, he'll get in.
Mm-hmm.
What about your dog and the cat?
Oh, don't put your dog in a kennel if he's not used to it.
The Hadleys put their dog in a kennel, and he absolutely refused to eat. Wouldn't touch a mouthful. The vet was frantic, and the dog nearly died before they got back. They haven't taken a trip since, because they don't know what to do with the dog.
Take your dog. I love Alex, but mine's a male, too, and so jealous.
Oh, listen. Peg has until January to figure it all out, and frankly, don't worry. Just plan to go and have a marvelous time.
Heavens, yes. Just buy yourself some new clothes and go.
And learn a few words in Spanish, just in case you get sick.
Yes, well, thanks, girls. I think I'd better get home and talk these things over with Bob.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Joey, I haven't tapped this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
Pete's sake, your girlfriends are just jealous, that's all.
No, they are not. To begin with, Anna's been to Mexico, so why should she be jealous? She hated it. She was sick all the time she was there.
Oh, people are always getting sick when they travel anywhere. England, France, Italy, Greece. It's the change of food and water.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I worry about the house. Elaine was absolutely right. We need some really good locks on the doors. You've said that yourself many times.
Okay, there's a new locksmith in town. I saw the ad in the papers. I'll have him come out to the house and look it over and see what he suggests.
Edie said that Fred said a professional burglar could get in no matter how well you're locked up.
Well, that's true. But how many professional burglars have there ever been out here in the country in this village?
Well, I don't know, but kids have broken in and they've taken money and TV sets and all that.
Now, you're going to worry all the time in Mexico that somebody's breaking in to steal a TV set?
Yes. Well, think about it.
Now, wait a minute. Look, the two constables know we'll be gone. We can alert the state police, and Evie and Fred can come over once a day.
I wish I could get somebody to stay here. Then I wouldn't have to think about Debbie or the cat or the dog or the house.
Well, maybe we can. You've got till January to find somebody.
I know.
Now, look, didn't you say that it was definitely settled that you were definitely going no matter what?
Yes, and I am. I am, dear. I am.
Oh, you certainly sound thrilled about the whole thing.
Well, Evie made one remark, and she was so right.
What?
She said, go buy yourself some new clothes.
Well, fine. That's a good idea. That'll cheer you up. You'll be raring to go. You haven't bought any new clothes for ages.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you know why?
Yes, because you don't want to spend the money right now.
Not at all. I'm fat.
Oh, fat. You're always too skinny anyhow. You look better.
I am fat. Why do you think I wear slacks most of the time? I can't get into my skirts or my dresses. Zippers won't zip. Why do you think I wear loose sweaters and blouses? Because I can't wear a belt anymore. My waistline has slipped.
Oh, nonsense.
Actually, I'm not sure whether my waistline has slipped up or down. My stomach's in the way. I just don't know when it all happened. I mean, I'm 5'6". I weighed 102 when we got out of college. 118 when we got married.
Well,
I mean,
what do you weigh now?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. This is too depressing.
All right, you got till January. Go on a diet.
Yes, and I will, too. Of course, I always say I'm going to, and then I try to cut down, and then I nibble between meals. Oh, I just love peanut butter. I can't seem to stick to a diet.
Well, now you've got a goal, and I think you have to have a goal to stick to a diet, something to look forward to.
Well, that's true.
What do you weigh?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Now, you just think, wow, I'm going to Mexico in January with a bunch of brand-new knockout clothes.
That means dieting over Christmas time. That's a great time to diet. Mountains of food, Christmas cookies, parties.
Strength of character, that's all it takes. Just say to yourself, I am going to diet, and then stick to it. Now, say it.
I'm going to diet, and I will stick to it.
Fine.
When do I start?
Well, you start now.
I just made veal parmigiana for dinner. We haven't had it for ages. veal is so expensive, and I've got a fresh loaf of Italian bread.
And you just said you were going to diet and stick to it, and your promise hasn't lasted 10 seconds.
And we're supposed to go to Barbara Kieran's for dinner Saturday, and you'll know what a magnificent cook she is.
Now, listen, you can't...
And the Women's Club banquet the next
dear,
week.
Dear, dear.
Eleanor Beitner was coming over to show me a new way to cook those marvelous seafood canapés. Well, crepes, really, with, you know, crab meat and...
Are you going to Mexico with me or not?
Yes.
For goodness sakes, what's the matter?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
I want your mother to go to Mexico with me, and she won't go unless she diets so she can buy some new clothes.
Mexico? Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. When?
Oh, not till the end of January, so she has plenty of time.
Yeah. End of January? Yeah. But that's when we're putting on the class pay.
I knew it. I know it.
Dear,
it is impossible to make plans around
here. No, the date isn't definite yet.
Oh, well, let's worry about it when the date is definite, huh? Now, both of you, get to the table. I will serve you and find myself a couple of lettuce leaves later. Oh, when I think of this fresh Italian bread with garlic butter and my heavenly meat sauce.
Now, look here, fatty.
That did it. Thank you, dear. Maybe I'll get to Mexico yet. You see?
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro. To know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Robert, have you heard anything from Lynn since she arrived in Zurich?
Oh, yes, Bill. She called last night.
Everything's all right?
Well, she says she's in seventh heaven, wherever that is. She wanted to get in touch with Herr Hoffman.
Oh, your lawyer friend in Zurich who's checking up on Curtis Rogers.
Yes, I couldn't talk her out of it. She insists on seeing him.
Well, that could be very difficult for her, depending on what he's found out about Kurt.
Well, he's a very discreet and ethical man. I told her he would tell her nothing until he'd reported to me, but... You know Lynn?
Yes, I think I do.
You seem to be taking this very calmly, Bill.
Well, what could I do? Lynn is determined to rush into another marriage.
I can't help but wish you'd put up more of a fight for her.
That battle was lost years ago, Robert.
If you'd fought the annulment, you...
Lynn had reasonable grounds. I didn't want children.
I never could understand why not.
I've always felt that children deserve to be raised by parents who are mature, not children themselves.
What are you speaking for yourself or Lynn?
For both of us, I think. But mostly myself.
Well, having a family was a lot less complicated in my day. We didn't worry about such things. You just went ahead.
I know.
Yes. Dewey? Oh, all right. Put him on, Miss Tatum. It's Herr Hoffman, finally.
I'll see you later.
Thanks, Bill. Yes, yes, go ahead. Well, hello, Herr Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. Carter. How are you? It is morning there in Chicago, isn't it?
Yes, yes, and I'm fine.
Herr Carter, a young woman.
I know. She's my daughter, Lynn. She flew to Zurich on, well, shall we call it a whim?
I see. Well, she's here in my office, or I should say outside in my waiting room, with the young man in question, Curtis Rogers.
Oh, I see. Well, I assume you'll be sending me a written report, but, can you give me the essentials on the phone?
We have ascertained that he is a young man of good repute.
Oh.
He seems to have a private income. I'll get the details to you. And he's living the normal life of a young man in Switzerland.
I see.
Private income, huh? Why is he working as a ski instructor?
A good question, Herr Carter. One I raised myself. It seems he meets a lot of young women that way. It's an entree, you might say.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
He seems a little different from all the other young men of Zurich when you're young, Herr Carter.
Yes, yes, I do remember. Well, thank you very much, Herr Hoffman, and please be sure to send me your bill.
And may I tell your daughter this?
Well, yes, but don't mention the young girl. There's no need.
I shall be most discreet. And if I can be of any further service?
I hope not, but thank you. Oh, and give my love to my daughter. Please ask her to call me soon.
I certainly shall.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye. Fräulein Schmidt, please ask the young people in the waiting room to come in. Seated, Mrs. Carter. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Sloan.
I'm using my maiden name now, Herr Hoffman.
I see, of course. And you're Mr. Rogers.
Yes, that's right.
I just had a very pleasant conversation with your father, Mrs. Carter, and he asked me to give you his warmest affections.
I'm very interested in your conversation, Herr Hoffman.
Yes, of course.
So am I. Miss Carter has been very mysterious as to why we are here. With all the pleasant places in Zurich, and with due regard to you, Herr Hoffman.
Of course.
Will you please tell Mr. Rogers why we are here?
Well, of course, if you wish.
I do wish.
Miss Carter's father asked me to look into, well, find out about you, Mr. Rogers, your character, etc.
So that's it.
Oh, I was so upset when I found out. I've been dreading to tell you.
I'll bet you were worried about what he'd find out.
No, it was just so upsetting.
And what dark secret did you find out, Herr Hoffman?
Miss Carter, your young man jest. He knows exactly what I found out.
Yes, but we'd like to hear it from you.
Well, who knows better than an honest man that he is honest?
Oh, I knew it. I kept telling Daddy. Oh, Kurt, I'm so sorry. Really, I am.
Darling, don't look so stricken. Your father was right to find out about me.
Your young man is not only honest, he is also very wise.
Your father cares about you, as he should. And, of course, he would want to know about me.
Well, now I know about him, but I still don't feel right.
Well, at some time, you'll have to accept Lynn's decision. If she wants to marry him...
Well, I'll wait until I find out what his financial situation is. At least it doesn't seem he's a fortune hunter.
Well, Lynn's hardly an heiress, Robert. That trust fund her mother established...
No, you're quite right, but she might seem so to someone who's looking for money.
You're probably right.
You know, that trip they took to Europe was financed by Caroline, and from what I've seen of the bills, they cut what we would call a wide swath.
Did Hoffman give you any details regarding his personal life?
No, only that he seemed to use his talent as a skier to attract young women.
Well, there's nothing strange about that. When you were a boy, I'll bet you rode the handlebars of your bike for the same reason.
Oh, yes, that little girl next door. But it's different when you're grown up.
Well, that might depend on how grown up you are.
Oh, yes, I've been dreaming of hot Swiss chocolate.
And all the time I thought you were dreaming of me.
And the gentleman?
Just black coffee, waiter.
Thank you, Mr. Manier.
I did dream of you. Skiing down a steep chocolate slope, shushing through the whipped cream.
What a rich dream.
It was all I had of you. Except for those pictures we took the afternoon of my first skiing lesson.
Oh, you were the cutest snow bunny I've ever seen.
Uh-huh. And have there been lots of snow bunnies in your life?
Some.
Oh?
But I never married any, or even wanted to.
Oh.
Now, tell me about Chicago.
Well, Chicago is Chicago.
From your letters, I could almost see your home. What is the name? River Run.
Oh, Caroline just loves the place. It's her pride and joy, as well as Calistan. Kurt, you really don't mind about Daddy checking up on you?
Oh, darling, no, no. Look, if I had a daughter and I thought there was some strange, unknown man interested in her, I'd do exactly the same thing.
But I kept telling him I knew you and that you weren't strange or anything.
You sweet, dear baby. You really don't understand the way things are sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was in Davos, I knew someone, a fellow named Hans, who was so believable, so charming, so calculating. He made a living by charming women. Older women, usually. And I think he was looking for one rich enough to marry.
Kurt, look over there.
Yes?
Do you see that funny little man over there?
The one with the terrible derby and the mustache?
Yes. I think he's been following us. I saw him when we left Herr Hoffman's office.
You did?
Oh, I'll bet he's the man Herr Hoffman had checking up on you. And he doesn't know that everything is all right. Oh, he's still on the job.
And to Hold has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.